Hello, and welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I'm Andrew, and this is going to be my new show. It's kind of a test run here. I started a lot later than I wanted to. On this show, we're going to go through classic PC adventure game music and some other video game system music. It's going to be pretty much all about video game music and the toys used to make the sounds that have made music like you're listening to. So, enjoy. Right now you're listening to a remix I did of the theme to The Secret of Monkey Island. That's a pretty fun classic game from roughly 1990. I'd like to mention you're listening to TBRN, the Beyond Radio Network. I am currently trying to get the Miranda, AIM, and MSN working. Having some problems with it. I don't know why. If you'd like to send me a message personally, you can send me a message on AOL Instant Messenger to MIDIMAN369. That's MIDIMAN 369. And chat. He's listening. Right now, this is a remix with a Roland SC-8850 of the first level of Doom. Not quite an adventure game, but still a classic and pretty valid to be covered here on the MIDI Music Adventure Show. This whole medley is a thing I spent a little bit of time putting together. After that, today, the votes were in on the website, midimusicadventures.com. Today will be Secret of Monkey Island Day. And after the medley, that's pretty much all the music you'll be listening to will be from Monkey Island games. And we'll start with the MT32 renditions of Secret of Monkey Island, the first Monkey Island game. It should be pretty fun. This song in the medley is from Warcraft 2. This is another remix I did with the SC-8850 based off of the source MIDI music from the game. Pop in the audio just now. That was not your computer, that was me turning on the MT32. Alright, got a message from Arfi. He will be fielding instant messages for me because for some reason I can't seem to get it to work right. I was able to log into MSN and AIM, but I couldn't actually talk to anyone. I could see the buddy list, but that was it. All right, and now this song is looping. So we'll just fade this guy out while I load some Monkey Island music. There's so much video game MIDIs in here. It takes me a while to navigate through them all. But hey, it's the first show, so I'm allowed to screw up. Kicked my keyboard. No screwing up. All right, I'll try to do better. All right, so hopefully this MIDI will just play correctly. That will be good. All right, well, that went well. T32 playing the complete MIDI soundtrack to the first Monkey Island game. Pretty good for a MIDI synthesizer that was made in 1987, I think. If you can think back to what your computer game sounded like in 1987, I'm pretty sure it wasn't like this. But this is what was out there. This was the hardcore gamer back then. We didn't have fancy GeForce GTXs in the 80s. We had PC speakers and blips and bleeps and 16 colors, and we liked it. Although arguably Monkey Island's newer than 16 color games. It was a VGA 256 color game. Pretty impressive. Some pretty amazing visuals for the time. Just an awesome game. Very fitting that we're doing Monkey Island today, because on the 7th, the special edition of Monkey Island 2 LeChuck's Revenge will be released. Yeah, Arfie's reminding me, the mid-range was the ad-lib. I believe, my memory might be wrong, but I think like even the ad-lib was like a $300 card when it first came out, which is pretty ridiculous. I think that the MT32 was 500 or like even more bucks in the late 80s. That's pretty crazy. For a sound card, basically. So let's see. So this guy, this MIDI file is 21 minutes and 20 seconds long. So that should pretty much run us through for most of this first show, which I'm pretty excited about. Actually, times out pretty good. Says chapter one, you know, the three trials, stuff like that. Did Sierra sell things on special or just Roland's pieces prices? I don't know. I have no idea. I know that Sierra endorsed it. Maybe if there's time later, I'll queue up the advertisement for the ad-lib and the Sierra sound card. That could be fun. From not the Sierra, the MT32. was the theme to the Scum Bar. This music is the Melee Island map. Fettuccine Brothers Circus. I think that was their name. There were some funny characters. You get shot out of a cannon and fly right into a giant wooden column. Pretty funny. Doesn't sound that funny, but it was, believe me. That takes place when you're wandering around in the forest, or when you're sneaking around following someone. A stuck note in here. Uh-oh. We'll see when the song ends if that was intentional or not. It sounds a lot like a stuck note, though. That's too bad. It wasn't a stuck note. How about that? This would be the Voodoo Lays music. Yeah, it did sound stuck, but it fit the song. That's right. it to Roland to have such obvious loop points and still sound good. Here's a different version of that theme. The stuff on the left sounds a little different than before. I don't know what it is about the MT-32, but I always thought their drum set sounded really good. Even compared to some of the newer stuff I have, it's just a really nice sounding kit for the stuff that it was used for, I guess. Another thing I should have remembered, this game with the MT-32 music, thing about the MT-32 is that it's completely programmable, so you could just, this was my favorite song from the game, this was the journey music when you're finally on your ship and sailing off to Monkey Island. Anyway, I was saying the MT-32 is completely programmable, and a lot of the game developers, notably Sierra, would reprogram every patch, because it stores up to 128 patches, basically, and they would have a whole custom set of patches for all their game sounds. They would have sound effects and all kinds of stuff in there. But this Monkey Island music is just using all the default sounds of the MT-32. So all these sounds are right out of the box. Of course, the drawback with the original MT-32 is that it had no battery. So when you turn it off, all of the custom sounds you have disappear, and it reverts back to default next time you turn it on. I actually have three MT-32s because I love it so much. One of them was a modified one that actually has a battery and extra reverb programs, and it's cleaner circuitry. So it's pretty cool, but it has some issues with some game stuff occasionally. So I kind of only use it when I want to actually really compose with an MT-32. New stuff, rather than use it to play back game music, I use my regular MT-32s. This song is the Monkey Island map music. When you're looking at the overhead view map of Monkey Island, this is what you hear. Side note about the MT-32 is MT-32, you can consider this came out before General MIDI existed. This is kind of the father of General MIDI, the MT-32. Just another little fact for you. Oh, LeChuck's theme. The villain of Monkey Island. Mm-hmm. anyone listening plays the game League of Legends, this is a pretty good soundtrack for Gangplank, I think. Especially if you have the Ghost Pirate Gangplank skin, which looks suspiciously like LeChuck from The Secret of Monkey Island. He's even got a big belt. Sneak onto LeChuck's ghost pirate ship, and they're all having some kind of a party. They're all dancing and stuff. It's pretty neat. You just better hope that the ghost pirates don't see you. Otherwise, they'll get you and throw you off the ship. Then you have to try again. Because you can't die in LucasArts adventure games. Unlike Sierra games, where you die left and right, and have to hope that you save every 3 minutes, otherwise you'll never beat the game. LucasArts game, you could always, they were much more about the story than the adventure game itself. Just great stories, great writing. Which is lacking in 99% of games these days, I think. This is the music you hear if you go into the church on Melee Island, the first island of the game. Oh yeah, there was a funny joke in the third Monkey Island game where you kill yourself on purpose and then resurrect yourself from the dead because you actually just I don't want to ruin it. It's a great part of the Curse of Monkey Island, the third Monkey Island game. Highly recommend picking up a copy off eBay or wherever you find it. Very, very excellent game. That was the first game where they actually had recorded soundtrack with real musicians playing most of this stuff and voiceovers. Every character was voiced. And, I mean, you know, the thing about LucasArts is... it's owned by George Lucas, and he's got a lot of money. So this stuff was very well produced. There's a... the first version of The Secret of Monkey Island I had was actually the CD audio version where... they recorded all the music from this game on a CD audio, and the love theme, the Guybrush and Elaine love theme. but anyway, I was saying the CD audio was kind of interesting. A lot of the, pretty much all of it was done on, very obviously done on Roland D50 and D10 series instruments. Which is pretty cool, because I go through some of the patches I have on my D550s, and I have some of the patches, the factory patches that they used in Monkey Island CD audio version. It's pretty neat. Like Ghost Ship Shuffle is pretty interesting track. They added some sound effects from the D50 that are not stock sounds, but they came from Roland Patch Bank. Cards that were for retail. Mm-hmm.
Does your computer sound like this?
This is the Sierra tape we talked about before.
Well, imagine if it sounded like this. With the right music, a software game can come alive. Now with Sierra's new line of entertainment software...
Is there a Quest Studios-like site for this stuff? What do you mean, like LucasArts game music?
System ...on your personal computer. Listen to how the Roland MT32 sound module brings the majesty of King's Quest IV into your living room.
Kind of is, but... Not really. It was never endorsed like Sierra basically endorsed Quest Studios.
This 32-voice synthesizer has 128 preset sounds, ranging from orchestrated strings to hard-driving drums. Listen to the MT32 as it drives the explosive action of Sylphide.
Turn this up a little.
Now, let's hear another track from Sylphide as it sounds on the Adlib Music Synthesizer card.
Maybe they should have played the Adlib first, I think. That sounds terrible. They just played the MT32, which just blows all over the Adlib. It's like, why would you want this after they play the MT32? I think they scheduled these recordings in the wrong order. That's what everyone's computer sounded like in the early to mid-90s.
Based on FM technology, the Adlib Music Card offers the same music synthesizer found on many popular keyboards. Here's more of King's Quest IV.
To further answer your question, though, about a Quest Studios-like site for the LucasArts stuff, if you go to mixandmojo.com, M-I-X, the letter N, mojo, M-O-G-O.com, they have a music section there with a couple of different sites that have lots of recorded versions of music from different LucasArts games. Most of it's pretty good. Yeah, I know the ad-libs can sound better than
recording
that.
Artists, but... These full stereo soundtracks include the contributions of Hollywood composer William Goldstein and Supertramp rock musician Bob Siebenberg. Let's listen to Bob's energized performance on the Space Quest III soundtrack. Both the Adlib Music Card and the Roland MT32 are designed to provide advanced composing capabilities on your computer. Using the Adlib Visual Composer or the Roland Ease program, you can easily
construct your own
songs. Oh, our ears
are saved. That's funny.
Let's start by laying down a percussion track. Then add the bass line. Of course, you'll need a guitar. Finally, add horns. And it all comes together as the Police Quest II soundtrack. Whether you're tracking down the infamous Death Angel or traveling with the beautiful Princess Rosella, Sierra can provide you with a music system that sounds as good as our graphics look. Take advantage of the music explosion by simply filling out the Sierra Sound product order form or by calling 1-800-344-7448.
I'm pretty sure that number doesn't
That's
work anymore.
That's 1-800-344-7448.
Oh, shut up, guy.
Now that you've heard a sample of how great Sierra games sound, turn to side two of this tape and hear these full stereo soundtracks in their entirety.
All right. Well, that was fun. Let's see. I think somebody's scheduled to start a show at 9. That's in a few minutes. We should call them anyway. That's funny. We should. That would be hilarious. I'm pretty sure that number probably doesn't work anymore. Yeah. We're sorry. This number is no longer in service. Let's see. Couple of minutes. Any specific requests? Anybody out there? Something they know they want to hear? Otherwise, I will load up some more MIDIs. More Warcraft. Okay. We can do that. Play a little Warcraft to end off the show. Oops, that's the wrong folder entirely. You'd think after all the years I have this stuff in the same folders that I would remember where things are, but apparently I don't. All right, Warcraft. Let's see, how about the... Well, this was one of my favorite tracks from Warcraft 2. So, here you go. And I picked the wrong one. But that's okay. I'll play it anyway. This was a good one, too. It's labeled number 2. That's not right. Well, I'll let this play out, and that'll be it for the first ever MIDI Music Adventure Show. Be sure to check out MIDIMusicAdventures.com. That's MIDI, M-I-D-I, MusicAdventures.com. And we'll be posting the archive of the show up there relatively soon, so you can download the MP3 if you like. Or the AUG. We'll put them up. We'll put them both up there. And for reference, this song is from the game Warcraft 2, played on the Roland SC-8850. Well, that's it for the MIDI Music Adventure Show. Thanks for listening. I'm eating a French fry. See you next time.